Does anybody really listen to you when you talk? You know, until recently, conversation had an important function in our lives. It used to be that people sat on the porch watching it grow dark and just talking. And even when they went inside, the conversation continued. When people opened their doors, they said, "How are you?" as though they really wanted to know. But today, when those doors open, almost before you can even open your mouth to speak, you're shushed with a warning that the television's on. And after you've been led to your seat in front of the incomparable laundromat of the mind, a chill feeling comes over you that if you were to suddenly disappear into thin air, that you wouldn't even be missed until the television broke down. One might conclude that our life in the home today is oriented around the idea of preventing contact with one another instead of encouraging it. Our electronic whiz machines ease us separately through time so successfully that it's now possible to go through the whole day without saying anything more personal than, "Please pass the toast." Yes, with this new way of being alone together, we can basically be protected from deep personal involvements. Our homes today, they're becoming like caves of silence and exhaustion, in which electronic devices alone are capable of diverting us from our wall-to-wall anxieties. And even if the thing goes out or if there's a power failure, we still have ways to avoid contact with each other. Several different ways exist of conversing without contact. And these monologues in duet aren't much fun, but they serve well as preventives of silence until the repairman for the television set gets there. Could it be that our American addiction to this means of avoiding contact is really only a symptom of a deeper problem which maybe we haven't faced yet? What's the real reason why you no longer really talk to your mate? Why is it that you never get involved with your kids beyond a, "Well, how was school today?" Now, it's for sure we can't just blame the tube, even though sometimes it is a real brainwasher. And we can't just blame the pace of modern living for causing people to forsake conversation, which for thousands of years has been the chief means human beings have had for relating peacefully and pleasantly to one another. No, the challenge that's before us is this. We've just got to learn how to live in this age of ours. And we might begin by doing just a little thinking. For example, instead of running in the house like we always do and going through our little ritual, why not go in and instead of just brushing your wife with a, "I'm home again," on your way to wherever, pause for a moment. Think about it. Give her your full self for those few moments. Or maybe with your child, tarry an extra moment. Let that something extra happen. Even with yourself, you may have this need, because often we take ourselves for granted. We don't think. Now, I don't know if I'm even really communicating or not, but I'm saying that we need to take a bit of time and think about people we love and learn to give ourselves fully in those few minutes that we do have, instead of just being prisoners of electronic gadgets. I'm Landon Saunders. Have you learned how to give yourself? I'm in the process myself of trying to learn that, and it's really worthwhile. It even fits with what I happen to believe a real person ought to be. This is Heartbeat.